Amen. The Bible says in the book of Isaiah, chapter 40 and verse 31. Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 31. When you find it, say amen. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. Thus ends the reading of God's words. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Amen. Amen. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. Amen. If you would, bow your heads for a word of prayer. Eternal God, our Father, we thank you, Lord God, for this day. We thank you, Lord God, for just the presence of the Holy Spirit in this place. We thank you, Father God, for grace and mercy. Lord God, we thank you for for your blood that was shed on Calvary's cross for the forgiveness of our sins, Lord God. We pray today, Lord God, that you would give us clarity in this message, Father God, that it would help us in our daily walk. Father God, that we would be better people because of our time here. Lord God, we are mindful this morning that we're all sinners, but we thank God for your saving grace. We thank you for salvation today. We thank you for forgiveness of sins through Christ Jesus. Lord God, we pray today that if I'm too high, that you would lower me. And if I'm too low, Father God, pick me up and place me where you want me to be. Dip me down into the deep treasures of your word, Father God, that I may speak something that would help somebody. Lord God, we ask you to forgive us for the sins that we knew of and those, Father God, that we know not. Lord God, we know you're faithful. Lord God, we even know you're just. We just thank you today for bringing us all here together at the OC. Lord God, we cast Satan out right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Satan, you're not welcome in this house. You have no place in this house unless you want to get saved today. Satan, get out of our minds, get out of our hearts. Leave us alone because you're not welcome here. You don't live here anymore. So hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back. We pray this prayer in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. And thank God. Amen. Some of y'all just don't get rid of him like you ought to. Amen. Hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back. Amen. We want to tell our boyfriend that and our girlfriend that and our husband and our wife that. Amen. But we don't want to tell the devil hit the road. Well, I just told him for you this morning. Amen. Amen. There's a word from the Lord today that again comes from Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 31. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. Amen. I want to talk about a time to change. Time to change. It's time to change, my brothers and sisters. There comes a time in every man, every woman, every boy, and every girl's life that there is a time to change. Amen. Paul wrote of, he said, when I was a child, I thought as a child and I spoke as a child. But now that I'm grown, now that I'm older, I put away childish things. Amen. It's time for us to change. Amen. My brothers and sisters, if we look at the book of Isaiah, amen, I really like the book of Isaiah because the book of Isaiah, when you look at it, it's almost the Bible within itself. Let's look at Isaiah. The book of Isaiah has 66 chapters. Amen. 44 of those chapters deal with judgment. And then 22 of those chapters deal with hope. Amen. Are y'all going to pray with me this morning? Amen. It has more chapters than any other Bible in the Old Testament. And again, it looks just like the Bible. Amen. It's a time to change. In this particular passage of scripture, my brothers and sisters, we're coming up to a time, amen, where the prophet is trying to encourage the people. Because the people are about to go through some trying times. The people are about to go through, they're about to go under bondage under Babylon. Amen. Judah is about to go into captivity to Babylon. Are y'all going to pray with me this morning? Amen. I'm just teaching a little bit, but I'm fixing to get on, jump in this thing and preach this morning. Amen. There's a time to change. And what the prophet wanted to do is have the people to change their mindset. Amen. Now, how many of us, if we were about to go through a storm in life, if we were about to go through a bad time in life, how would most of us go into that? Most of us would go into that, amen, with a hung down head, knowing that you're about. What if I tell you next week, guys, we're going into slavery. Oklahoma's going to take us over. I guess we don't have a couple of free people in here. Oklahoma's going to take Texas over, and we're going to be slaves. We're going into captivity. Man, you're going to have to give up the 300s. You're going to give up the 750s. You're going to give up the Chargers and the Challengers. You're going to give up the SUVs. You got to give up the houses. You got to give up the clothes. You got to give up the Jordans. You got to give up the Michael Kors purse. You're going into captivity. Some of you are smiling this morning, but if that was a true statement, amen, some of y'all be slanging snot from the ceiling to the floor. My brothers and sisters, amen, every day on this earth, amen, we're under attack. Every day on this earth, we're in warfare. For we fight not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, demons, and all those things that we fight against every day. It's a time to change the way we think. I love how the prophet encouraged, amen, those, amen, that were about to go into captivity. Amen. And put this side note, if you're writing down notes, or put this in your brain this morning, is that your attitude affects your altitude. Your attitude, my brothers and sisters, affects, amen, your attitude affects your altitude. Amen. For we know that all things work together for good for those who love the Lord or the called according to his purpose. Amen. That's why no matter what season I'm in, I'm good. Amen. I'm like the Temptations. I got sunshine on a cloudy day. When it's cold outside, I got the month of May. Amen. No matter what's going on in my life, my brothers and sisters, I try to practice what I preach. Amen. Because when you lose loved ones and when OC is going through things, I'm always encouraging and tell you that everything's going to be all right. Now, how can I encourage you if my attitude is bad? Amen. If you're going through something in your life, amen, and I don't know what we're going to do. Hallelujah. But my brothers and sisters, sometimes that's how we go through things. Amen. A lot of us are happy this morning because it's tax time. Amen. Speaking of, Jade, raise your hand. Amen. If y'all need your taxes done, Jade will hook you up. Amen. I'm serious. Y'all think I'm playing. Amen. If you haven't got them done yet, get with her after service. She'll take care of you. Amen. Amen. That's free advertisement, sister, all up in my message. But Judah's about to go into captivity. Amen. And they need a word. Amen. Orange Chapel, you may be about to go through something in your life and you need a word that's going to carry you through. Amen. I said that the topic today was a time to change. Now the question is, well, what, Pastor, do we need to change? Well, what do I need to change? Tony Boss, I sit over here on the organ and I play every Sunday. What you mean I need to change? Always comes a time to change. And some of us in here this morning, amen, if you're taking notes, y'all excuse me, I can't quit moving. But some of us need a change of place. Some of us need a change of place. Psalms 122 and 1 says, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Amen. Some of us need to spend a little more time at church. Amen. Some of us need to spend a little more time in some spiritual places. Are y'all going to pray with me? I watched the video. I hope none of y'all went Applebee's throwing chairs the other night and throwing drinks. I saw it. I didn't see no Orange Chapel shirts, though. Amen. I figure y'all wear them to the casino. Y'all wear them to the Club B's. Well, some of us need to change a place. Oh, the psalm says, I was glad when it said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. How many of y'all were glad about coming to the house of the Lord this morning? Amen. And based on your face, amen. Y'all remember the song? It's written all over your face. You don't have to say a word. I believe you're in the right place this morning. Amen, because some of y'all were frowning when you got here, but now I see a smile. Amen. When people are confined to the same place for a lengthy time, for a lengthy period of time, they may become bored. Some of y'all are bored with your nightlife. Some of you have been doing the same thing so long, you're just tired of it. CeeLo Green said back when he was with Goody Mob, when the CD came on, Goody Mob CD came on, he said, "Lord, I'm so tired living this life, a constant struggle each and every day. A constant struggle each and every day," but that's a frame of mind. It's time for us to renew the way we think. It's time for us to change the way we think, my brothers and sisters. But what the problem is you and your situation, you bored with it. Some of you are at the OC because you were bored where you were. So you came down to the OC. Because down at the OC, Christ is right. Come on to the OC. It's all about Christ. Amen. A change of scenery relieves the monotony sometimes, my brothers and sisters. A vacation or a short trip or even a visit to a new restaurant often helps. Amen. Went to a new restaurant in Sherman last night. Y'all remember Johnny Carino's off of 82? Johnny Carino's has shut down as a new Italian spot there. And just going to a new place, amen, just made me feel better. You know, I ordered some new food. Something I never ate before. Something I never tried before. See, the problem with the world is they need to try Jesus. We used to sing a song that said, "Try Jesus because he's all right." And then we said, "I tried him." We said, "I done tried him and he's all right." How many of y'all tired of these same old restaurants in Paris? Amen. They no sooner they build a new one, they shut another one down. Amen. Y'all need to start eating out more. But we were so tired of eating at the same place, doing the same thing. Amen. The city realized it, and they began to bring some new restaurants in. Right? Why? Because we had issues with doing the same thing over and over and over. So sometimes a change of place is good. Now look at where you are in your life and what's going on in your life. Do you need a change of place? That's just a simple question. My brothers and sisters, amen, going places for God offers the most effective change of place. Y'all wonder why I go to so many different churches and I go to so many different places, because sometimes it's good. See, some sermons I can preach over in another city, I can't preach it here at Orange Chapel. Some sermons I can preach here at Orange Chapel, I can't take on the road with me, because they won't understand us. Amen. All churches aren't like the OC. Amen. Does that make sense? My brothers and sisters, calling on others and witnessing and winning the unsaved to Jesus Christ, amen, will help us feel good about our change of place. I was excited the other Sunday when we went over to Clarksville and Brother Todd said, "Hey man, I'm going." He said, "And the boys, they're going to roll with me." A change of place. Amen. God can use us in many different capacities. Amen. And the young men, and they drove up in the nice car, drove up in the 750. They just smiling when they got out. Andrew got out. He just looked at it. He stood by the wire so everybody could see he got out of it. Hey, might pick up you one of them clocks for girls. Also, my brothers and sisters, some of us need a change of face. Change of face. My brothers and sisters, the Bible says in Ecclesiastes 8 and 1, amen, Solomon wrote this. He said, "A man's wisdom maketh his face to shine, and the boldness of his face shall be changed." A man's wisdom maketh his face to shine. See, y'all been looking for the wrong stuff. Young ladies, you've been looking for that 6-carat diamond earring in his ear. But you need to be seeing if his face is shining. If you're happy and you know it, then your face will surely show it. Have you ever seen a man more confident than a man of God? Right, because our confidence is not in ourselves. Our confidence is in the Lord. Our confidence is in Jesus Christ and who he said we are. We are the righteousness of God. Whoa! You know you the righteousness of God through Jesus Christ? Hallelujah, church. That ought to make all of us shine. We are the light and the salt. A man's wisdom maketh his face to shine, and the boldness of his face. You see that? The boldness of his face shall be changed. Amen. Some of us believe that a new hairstyle or a new dress or a new suit lifts drooping egos. You ever thought that that dress would make you just happy? And then after you bought that new dress and you went out to whatever event you were going to go to, and you realized that you didn't have gas money the next week. Amen, lights. Amen. Stop frowning, my brothers and sisters, and start smiling. Got to put on a happy face. Nobody want to come to church with you and you mad. Nobody want to come go to church with me. You going to bust hell wide open. I don't want to go to your church if it make you look like that. Aren't church people some of the most unhappy people you ever seen in your life? You know why? Because most churches tell you, you got to wear pantyhose. You got to wear pantyhose in Orange Chapel, but that's not comfortable from what I hear. You got to wear your dress to the floor. Okay, really? Okay. What's that going to change? Don't wear no pants. For what? We get into some crazy stuff. Hey, man, it's time for the church to be friendly. Change your face. And, you know, I'm going to talk about this today when I get to Ladonia. Ushers. I love our usher board. I love them. You know why? Because they're the friendliest people at the church. Why do most churches you go to, that's the meanest person at the church? I mean, you know, when Petrina Marcos used to be back there on the door, man, they be playing tic-tac with each other and everything. They just smiling happy. Brother Johnny be back, he back there doing this. I mean, who don't want to stay? You coming to church and the usher back there getting it on. You know, Sister Kelly, she get that Kool-Aid smile when you walk in. You know, Mother Hicks, she everybody, come on, baby. You her baby. As soon as you walk in, okay, baby, come on in. You know, we ought to be excited about what God, if you saved, you ought to be happy. I don't care what the world show you. I don't care what kind of hell you got to go through. You ought to have a smile on your face because you're going to heaven. How can you smile and your world is crumbling down? I said, here's my secret. When I want to cry, I take a look around and I see that I'm getting by. And I hold on. A change is coming. I mean, it's going to get better. Because there's always a time to change, he said. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Whoa! Almost took our running. Y'all didn't see that, did you? They that wait upon the Lord shall renew. But we got to wait upon the Lord. Oh, we got to wait on it. Hallelujah, church. We got to wait on the Lord. And the Bible says that he'll never leave us nor forsake us. My brothers and sisters, we need a change of place, a change of face. And all some of us need a change of pace. See, time to quit. Watch this. Time to straighten and walk up. See, some of you. We so cool and we so. Time to change that pace. You know what? Because this pace right here look like something, don't it? Y'all see a preacher walking like this. See, I was thugging, then I got player. Y'all see that player stands me? Why girls like that? That ain't cute. A change of pace. My brother and sister, some of us need to pick up the pace, and some of us need to slow down. It's time for a change of pace, O.C. Things I used to do, I don't do no more. Things I used to say, I don't say no more, because there's been a change in me. I'm growing in this thing. How many of y'all growing in this thing? Hey, amen. I say all the time that the man that grows is the man that you feed. Are you feeding the flesh or are you feeding the spirit? Ain't God all right? Ooh, Sister Roberta would have been mad if she had seen me look at that clock. I can do it when she ain't in here. Psalm 37 and 23. I know I'm all over the Bible, but this is going to help you. Y'all, you know, people be tripping out because I'm all over the Bible. And I say, you know, I'm a little ADD. I'm kind of here and I'm kind of there. But you better be. You better be able to multitask and do a whole lot of stuff at once, because this world is fast paced. Amen. And last time I looked at my life was all over the place. So sometimes I got to go over here and get this scripture, and I got to go over here and get that scripture. And this one right here, oops, upside your head, say oops, upside your head. Psalm 37 and 23. Look at this. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. What a man, what a man, what a man, what a mighty. We got any good men in the house? Well, if you're a good man, your steps ought to be ordered by the Lord. Amen. You ain't good for nothing if your steps are not ordered by the Lord. My brothers and sisters, a change of pace is often the answer to just flat out boredom. Some of us need to slow down and others need to speed up. Why temperaments and health conditions vary in individuals, feelings should not determine one's pace. Some of us move based on how we feel. I ain't going to church this morning because I don't feel like it. Ain't about your feelings. It's about what's right in the eyesight of God. Amen. It's about your duty to the Lord. Amen. It's about you feeding your spirit. Say amen. My brothers and sisters, almost everyone needs a spiritual change of pace. We need we need to be closer to God, giving him a first place in our lives. Amen. I like, amen, amen, the way the prophet wrote, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength, and they shall mount up with wings as eagles. Talked about the eagle lately. Amen. The eagle. Amen. The young eaglet. Amen. Eaglet. Amen. When he starts getting a little bit older. Let me make you understand something about the eagle. The mother eagle, once the eagle gets a little bit bigger, the nest begins to get a little cramped, gets a little uncomfortable. So what mother does is the mother eagle does, she stirs the nest. And when she stirs the nest, that means that she pulls sticks and thorns and begins to put them in the nest. Woo, I'm going somewhere with this. And it makes the nest uncomfortable for the eaglet. Because it's time for the eaglet to move around. Are y'all going to pray with me? Maybe you're going through something in your life because there's a time for a change and God is stirring your nest. Because it's time for you to grow up. Woo! Oh, that's good stuff. Oh, I'm loving it. I'm loving it. Oh, my brothers and sisters, the eaglet, amen, and then it gets to a point where the nest gets a little uncomfortable, and the little eagle, he begins to step outside the nest. He begins to step outside the nest and explore a little bit, and then he gets a little bit stronger because he's walking on his own two feet. He's walking on it, but mother's still there close by. Amen, and when mother feels like he's grown enough and big enough to spread his wings and fly, takes him to the cliff and she throws him over. Are y'all going to pray with me? Some of y'all feel like you're falling right now, but it's time to flap your wings. It's time to flap your wings. It's a time to change, my brothers and sisters. And then as the eaglet, amen, begins to flap his wings and he begins to fly, amen, the thing about an eagle is, amen, as the eagle gets a little bit older, when the eagle sees a storm coming, He doesn't fly around the storm. Amen. He doesn't fly, amen, under the storm. Amen. But he flies directly into the storm. Are y'all going to pray with me? Amen. And because of the change that has gone on in his life, he begins to get stronger and stronger. Every storm that comes through, the eagle flies into it. He flies into it to test himself. And then, amen, he gets to a point where he's able to fly in the storm and then over the storm. Are y'all going to pray with me this morning? Problem with most of us, my brothers and sisters, you are eagle, but some of us acting like turkeys. There was a little eaglet, amen, his egg was dropped in, on a turkey farm on accident, amen, and when he was born, amen, he grew up with a bunch of turkeys. The turkeys would go eat, he'd be right there along with them, and they'd make fun of him. Boy, you look funny, but come on, bring your funny looking self on. Some of y'all don't feel comfortable where you are. You know you've always been different. You want to run in them streets, but the streets ain't for you. You want to run with them homegirls, but you know them homegirls ain't for you. You want to laugh at them jokes at work, but you know them jokes ain't for you. You different. Amen, my brothers and sisters. Little eaglet, he hung around with the turkeys for so long. He tried to walk like a turkey, but he couldn't walk like a turkey. He tried to gobble like a turkey, but he couldn't gobble like a turkey. And then he was sitting there one day and he looked up and he saw a group of eagles flying over. And there was something about those eagles that fascinated him. He said, they look just like me. I don't feel comfortable. I feel like I need to be up there where they are. Oh, it's a time to change, church. He began to flap his wings. And he began to rise higher and higher. And higher and higher, Tony. And then he gets closer to the eagles. And they're like, well, come on, man. You're supposed to be with us. And the turkey said, where are you going? He said, I was made to fly, you turkeys. You were made to fly. My brothers and sisters, it's a time to change. Oh, y'all about to make me hoop up in here. Come on, Tony, we done. Amen. We see, amen, as my brothers and sisters, we need a change of place. Need a change of face. We need a change of pace. Talked about the eagle. But we also need a change of grace. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 8, and God is able to make all grace abound towards you. Many Christians, my brothers and sisters, fail to depend on God as they should. People who rely solely on others are continually disappointed. When was the last time you depended on somebody and they disappointed you? But my God will never fail you. He will never fail you. You just got to trust him. God's grace, my brothers and sisters, is never a disappointment. Trusting in him banishes boredom, for the Christian life is a continual challenge. God's grace changes darkness and drabness and dejection to light, life, and love. Y'all gonna pray with me this morning? Amen. The text said, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. I believe it's time for us to believe that. But the question is, are you waiting on the Lord? Are you truly waiting on him for your change? Some of us, amen, are looking in all the wrong places. Amen. Since I've been singing all day, y'all remember the country western song, looking for love in all the wrong places? Amen. We've been looking for change in all the wrong places. But the true change that you need is in Jesus. And once you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, he's going to send you a comforter. Are y'all going to pray with me this morning? Amen. As I hurry to my close, I'm reminded my brothers and sisters, amen, about a change that needed to happen. How many of y'all remember, amen, the most famous, amen, and the most skillful basketball player of all times? Michael Jordan. Amen. When Michael Jordan retired the first time, amen, he went and bought a percentage of, amen, the Washington Wizards. Are y'all going to pray with me? Mike still had some skills. Mike sat in the press box and he watched his team as they struggled. Game after game, loss after loss, he watched his team struggle. Amen. And Mike was just sitting there one day and he said, I wonder what could we do, amen, to make this team better. I wonder what could we do to pull this team, amen, from a losing, amen, season to a winning season. As he sat in the press box in his Michael Jordan suit, something came to his mind and said, Mike, why don't you put on a jersey and go help your team out? So Michael Jordan comes out of the press box. He comes out of the seats. Amen. He comes out of the room with the champagne and the caviar. He puts on a jersey. He goes back into the locker room with the rest of the troops. He's back as a team member. Amen. He put on a jersey like everybody else. Reminds me of my Jesus, our Lord and Savior, and all of his majesty. He saw that you and I were struggling with life. He saw from on high that we needed a Savior, that we couldn't save ourselves, and that we were fighting a losing battle. Oh, are y'all going to pray with me? And he said, if I just get down there and if I just change my clothes and I put on a jersey, if I take off all of my glory and I put on flesh, are y'all going to pray with me? It's a time to change. Jesus saw that there was a change that was needed in all of us. And the only way that change could come is if he came down here and gave his life for us. My brothers and sisters, he came down here. Amen. Born just like we were born. Struggled through life just like we struggled through life. Hallelujah, church. He gave his life. He took the place of you and I. Hallelujah. Just like Michael Jordan came down and he put on the jersey, Jesus did the same thing. Amen. The Washington Wizards made the playoffs that year because of the man that was in charge came down. My brothers and sisters, the man that's in charge of us has come down. And all we have to do is believe and trust that he is our Lord and Savior, that he can forgive us from all wrong. Hallelujah. Isn't that an awesome God? It's time to change, my brothers and sisters. And let me tell you something. Think about the change he is. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Renew their strength. If Stella got our groove back, OC can get her groove back too. Amen. It's time for us to be about our Father's business. It's time to start winning and stop losing. Amen. We sung the song this morning, My Name is Victory. It's a time to change the way we think about life. My brothers and sisters, he'll never leave you nor forsake you. Let's trust who he is. Let's trust what he's already done. And let's walk in victory each and every day of our lives. And let's stop letting the devil, amen, get us off pace. Hallelujah. Oh, that's good stuff. Steps of a good man and woman ordered by the Lord. Amen. When the Lord's done, I'm done. Let's give the Lord a great hand clap of praise this morning. Thank you, Tony. Amen. If you've never given your life to Jesus Christ, amen. I'll be honest with you. If you've never accepted him as your Lord and Savior, you're going to go to hell. Amen. Simple as that. There's no other way except through Jesus Christ. Acknowledge that you are a sinner and acknowledge that he is a Savior and acknowledge that you accept him as your Lord and Savior. Amen. Simple as that. He is the perfect sacrifice for all.